Hey, this is Fabio.
This is Missy.
This is Chris.
This is Marco.
And we're from the Jersey Jerk Show, and you're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast on Riotcast.com.
What's happening? This is Robert Kelly. Thanks for listening to the You Know What, Dude? Podcast. Real quick, if you want to come see me do my stand-up live, I'm going to be in Las Vegas at the end of February, the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th at Paris Hotel and Casino, Paris Comedy Club. I'm going to be in Maryland at Magoobie's Joke House in March, the 15th through the 17th. And then I'm going over to Governor's Brokerage, Belmore, New York, the 23rd and the 24th. So go to RobertKellyLive.com to buy tickets and get more info and keep spreading the word about the You Know What, Dude? Podcast. Thanks a lot. All right, here we go. What's up? It's Robert Kelly with another fucking episode of fucking... Dude, we gotta come up with... I don't know what the fuck... Anyways, you know what this is. It's You Know What, Dude? Podcast with me, Roberto Kelly. Today we have, of course, Joe chomping into the fucking microphone, DeRosa, with a pretzel. Mushmouth, just put the mic away. It's like, what is this, your first time?
We've never put the mic away. Remember when the listeners would go, yeah, but stop smoking into the mics? We'd go fuck yourselves and blow it into the mics? That's always been our MO.
Smoke here?
No, we quit. Oh. We quit. Why, you don't, you smoke? Anyways.
That's always been our styles.
All right. Well, pretzels sounds like you're eating a fucking fat lady's asshole off. Just mushy. I mean, pretzels.
Got to go dirty every time.
Fuck, really? I'll fucking shave one of your eyebrows off. And we have in the house, and this is the first time it's ever been done.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. We've done it before. Not with you guys, but we have one of the other great shows on the Riotcast Network, which, I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for these guys.
Keep going.
The Riotcast boy, I mean, the Jersey Jerks are in the house.
That's right.
What's the original on? Fucking motherfuckers.
That's right.
We don't have all of them.
No, two out of the four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two out of the four.
But sorry, you got about 70% of the show right here.
Right.
So you're good.
is that it?
Yeah. Whether you want to judge it by weight or talent alone.
We're judging
it's up
it
to
by
you.
Weight. It'd be okay, fucking 89.9. yeah, you guys, the Jersey Jerks, great show. On the Riotcast Network. Sit down, Kelby. Get the fuck out of here. It's just, you know, I'm sorry.
What's
that
the
was
matter?
My dog. Because Kelby, every time somebody comes... I'm sorry, guys, to interrupt your fucking beautiful intro we were about to give you.
Yeah, you are fucking it up.
But the fucking dog, every time, he cock blocks my podcast. He's got to take his stupid fucking raggy toy, okay? And bring it over to one of the guests on the show and do... So don't fucking do it. Leave him alone. Ignore him. He won't stop. Do you understand that? Do you know why I have two dogs? I'll be honest. You know why I have two dogs? I'll fucking tell you why. Because this dog's a fucking cunt. That's why. I got the other one, the white one, the fucking great one, because I needed a fucking good dog. I needed a fucking dog that people would like. And that fucking dog, this fucking little silky shit fucking terrier. Don't get a terrier. Because terriers all... Look at that dog. Look at that's me. Just the white one on the couch. Hears me getting a little angry and walks away. And when I go, Diva, she'll run to me. Watch it. Diva. Diva, come here. Diva. Diva.
Interesting.
That's the way I want my fucking wife. Look at that. Come here, baby.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
There
is.
It's the dog whisperer over here.
Kelby's fine.
Kelby's an ass.
You know how I said don't engage the dog, and
yeah.
I didn't?
Yeah.
He just put the toy right on my lap.
He's the smartest fucking dog I've ever seen. I threw this toy, he will do that over and over.
Right.
Over and over, and will not fucking stop.
Third time.
Okay, here's the deal. I've taken that toy and put it on top of dressers and went to sleep. I woke up, it's in his mouth. I'm like, how the fuck?
What, did you climb up the dresser?
I don't know what the fuck he did. I've seen him pull towels off. I've seen him pull towels off shit to knock something over so something will fall. The toy will come down so he can grab it.
Why don't you just get rid of the toy?
I've tried. My wife will keep buying. She keeps buying them fucking toys.
All right.
It's a fucking nightmare. Anyways, I was telling you downstairs that when we first got the dog, I went and I said, I go, look, I had a rubber hamburger.
Right.
I said, whatever dog goes and gets this fucking hamburger is our dog, because that's what dogs do. They fetch. If I could go back in time, if I had a time machine, I wouldn't go back and change the beatings from my second stepdad or all the times I got arrested or the drugs or the molestation. I wouldn't change any of that. I'd keep it all. I'd go back to that fucking hamburger day, and I'd say the one that doesn't get this hamburger, the one that looks at it like, fuck you, and stays sleeping, that's my fucking dog.
Right.
That's what I would do. Ugh. Anyways, I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. Jersey Jerks. I feel better now. But good. You guys are here, man.
Yes.
You guys, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about your podcast, because not everybody knows who the Jersey Jerks are.
Really?
Who listen to my podcast, or your numbers would be a lot higher. I'm kidding.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think anybody but us two know who the Jersey Jerks are here either.
Well, no, I mean, I did your podcast. My publicist got in touch with me. Mm-hmm. She goes, the Jersey Jerks, they want you on the show. And I go, I don't know. Fucking vet these guys, because I just had a problem
right.
with a podcast that set me up. They weren't fans. They were kind of cunts.
Right.
So I got on the pod and they tried to set me up, but I was like, all right, I get it. What do you think? I'm fucking dumb. Go fuck yourself.
They suck, by the way, those guys.
Yeah, well, they're
horrible.
Yeah, what is it called again?
Free beer and hot wings or something?
Yeah. Really? We're plugging them?
No, we're not plugging them. They suck. You can go listen to them. They suck.
Well, I don't know. They set me up. But then she called up, and they didn't even have the balls to go, yeah, we did it. They were like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Right. What'd they do?
They had me on, and then they did the old sabotage the interview thing, you know, calling me my wrong name, like Ryan Kelly.
Oh,
Ryan,
what the fuck, really?
And it's like, I get it. I was like, I get it. I get what this is.
Right.
Yeah, little morning zoo radio?
Yeah.
Little morning zoo?
Yeah, but they're not even fucking morning.
No.
They're recorded. There's no time frame for that.
It's just like, whatever, dude. You know, I mean, look, if you don't like me, I'll fucking might even go on. Just ask me, stupid. Fucking debate with you morons.
Unbelievable.
But that's why I was like, the Jersey Jerks doesn't sound fucking healthy. There could be something up with this.
Again, with the weight. But I don't understand that.
But you guys were great. I got on the show.
What was it was bad sound. Remember the bad sound on that first? Oh, we were nervous.
He was a
nervous.
Good sport about it, though.
Yeah, we were nervous, first of all. But the sound quality.
Joe, you could hear one dude.
It was horrible.
Kind of.
We just started out. We didn't really do an interview. Robert was our first.
You could hear one guy kind of.
Yeah, it was like it was bad.
Curly's not sure. You got you there, Robert?
That's
I'm there.
That was horrible. Okay. We felt so bad.
It was fucking... No, I like that shit, though.
But see, he was cool about it because he was like, go ahead, take your time. You know,
yeah.
Finish your question.
Yeah, even though I can't hear it.
Right.
And I'm on an AT&T iPhone.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
How long ago was this?
Ooh, Jesus. Like, got to be two years ago. Almost.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's been that long. Yeah.
Wow.
And now look, now we're in Robert's living room doing a podcast.
Yeah, now, well, this time.
We reached a bit. Ma, top of the world.
Well, you know what's so funny? I said that at the show. We did our live show Wednesday night, which you fucking turds didn't come to.
You know what? I don't ever want to come to New York City after the experience
we just had.
After driving
today.
In here.
Forget it.
Or we're never going to drive here again.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, you got to explain
today,
that.
Yeah, what you got to tell the people what happened.
Bob, you were the driver. Why don't you explain what happened?
So, driving up this street that Mr. Kelly lives on, I had to look for a spot. And he said that there's plenty of parking.
Yeah.
When it's free.
Sunday.
No, there's no parking.
No, that's
in the garage.
That's a lie.
I know I lied. It's New York.
$10 an hour,
that's
by the way. So let's speed this up.
Can I just say something? First of all, I got you. I'll throw you a double berry. We'll get you a little donations.
Double berry.
We'll give you a little money.
Need some donations to help him out.
We're going to give you a little. Anyways, listen, dude. Here's the deal. First of all, you lie. Of course, when anybody's coming to New York, it's such a rookie move to be like, dude, you know, panic about the parking. I've done that when my family, when I first moved here, I don't know, and maybe find a spot. Yeah, dude, there's parking everywhere. You just let you deal with that shit when you get here. Right. And you know what?
Now, that's a rookie move.
That's not a rookie move.
This is what you do, is you just say, look, I'll be honest with you. The parking on the street might be rough. You might have to go into a garage. That speeds the whole thing up so they know, okay, if I can't find a spot after 5 minutes.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Mr. DeRosa,
fucking,
you are correct.
Absolutely fucking serious, Joe. But if you want to have a little fun knowing that somebody's panicking, driving around fucking losing their mind, you tell them, yeah, fucking it's easy.
It's going to be
knowing
fun.
That these two jack-offs a fucking got a spot. I don't know. Back up. Can you make it? We can't do it. Whack, whack. Cabs. Do you know how fucking awesome that is, knowing that that's happening? Plus, it gives me an extra fucking 10 minutes to set up because I know they're not going to be here exactly on time.
We would have been.
We actually got here.
We didn't get rolled up on by New York's finest.
We got here at 1 o'clock.
You guys were early. I got here at about 7 of. You guys were in.
Well, we were here since 1. We got out of the tunnel at 1. Yeah. So we were pretty much here. And then we, you know, drove around the same couple blocks. And then I went up one more block up this street. And I turned.
You went the wrong way up this street?
No, not this street. I turned right on a wrong way.
So
I don't even remember the street.
Basically, what you're saying is,
rolled up on us.
Had Bobby been honest, you wouldn't have to go to court
on the 26th
correct.
Of April.
Wow. That is
correct. Yeah.
No, that's not true, stupid.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying, you fucking...
And he's agreeing.
Really? Yeah. Is that what you want to do? You want to
No, it's not what to do. It's
first
true.
First of all, high-pitched Harry, settle down. I'm running a new board here, and I don't know if it's going to fucking take your voice.
I thought that
voice.
Was the good board.
This thing is incredible.
You can't handle my voice. It's shit.
Nothing can handle your voice. Right?
There it is.
There it is. Dude, if we went to Mars, you wouldn't be able to go because you'd crack the glass. Yeah, with your fucking voice.
You got this kid a court date.
I didn't do it. First of all, you're in New York City. You gotta pay attention, guys.
What a fucking dick.
What an ass.
I feel bad, man. How much is the ticket?
It's not a ticket. I have to go to court.
Dude, you're not gonna get a ticket. You're gonna go to court, and they're gonna go like this. You're gonna
here's how it works. If I don't go to court and just pay out whatever they want, I get points. I have to go to court to fight getting points on.
Yeah. So what, dude? You go to fucking court, dude. You get to do a little law and order, wear a suit before you go in, go dun dun. That's fucking great for the podcast, dude. I just made things better for you.
Oh yeah, sure.
Because if now you get that day, that's gonna be a great day. You should bring a Zoom down, record, do interviews before. Maybe flips out a little bit, gets
overruled.
I feel bad, dude. I apologize.
I think any donations from here on out should go to his fund.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, right.
We don't get that many donations. Don't get carried away. You think I'm fucking Adam Carolla?
That's okay, though. Between now and April 26th, when my court date, I actually will be up the corner by the Ethiopian restaurant with a cup collecting the money to pay.
Why in Ethiopia? Why don't you go to a fancy restaurant? What are you going to get?
Well, that's why I said Ethiopia, because that's the one that stuck out. All these restaurants around here, I saw and I was like, yeah. What's the main course? Flies?
My wife.
That's hilarious. I'm supposed to go out with somebody tonight, and actually, can I tip the setup for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're doing a podcast date.
Okay.
With our guest from last week.
Okay.
Who used to be my assistant.
Used to be Bobby's assistant. We're doing a, let's see, because we got into a really big fight on the podcast. So then we were like, well, let's the two of you go out to dinner and see what happens.
Oh, okay.
So tonight's the actual podcast date. So I called her today and I go, what kind of food don't you like? And she goes, all right, let's not do Ethiopian. It's like, who the fuck was going to suggest Ethiopian, right? And then she goes, this is what she does. This is how fucking annoying Kathy is.
What the fuck? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Dude. Why? She's not going to hear it before tonight.
That's true.
It's not annoying. I go, is there any kind of food you don't like? She goes, I don't know. Let's just not Ethiopian, please. And I was like, okay. And then she does a 5-minute explanation of why she doesn't like Ethiopian food, right? And I go, okay, I got it. We're not fucking getting Ethiopian food. It was nowhere on my menu. Like, right. I don't know what the fuck you're... Right? Then she goes, oh, an Indian food. Too curry, too spicy. Not into it. And I'm like, I don't like Indian food either, so don't worry about it. Mm. And then she goes, okay, cool. Oh, and Italian food. And I start laughing. And she's like, what? And I go, any other fucking foods you want to add to this list right now?
Right.
And she goes, look, motherfucker, you asked me a question. I'm not 23 years old. I'm going to tell you the honest answer. I go, I know. I asked for the honest answer, but you said just Ethiopian food and then added two other foods. Do you understand how funny that is?
Right, like more
that
common foods.
That you just keep adding foods to your list after you say just one?
Right.
And nothing. She just didn't laugh at that. She didn't think that that was that funny.
Do you know I've known Kathy for probably 15 years? She was my assistant for a couple of years. I know her before that. I knew her when she used to drink, and she used to be at bars, and she was such a trashy broad. She just flicked cigarettes. She'd be at a bar smoking and just flicked the cigarette.
So she's a cunt.
Like some chicks, like just on a couch. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'd have to go, I'm like, what are you, a fucking nut? She, get the fuck, get out of here. Kelby, go, go, go. That fucking dog, man, he bugs me.
Well, get rid of him.
I don't want
What if I have a window right there?
Dude.
Take him.
You'll take Kelby?
I would consider it. I honestly would consider
Here's the deal. Kelby's Don's dog, okay? Diva is my dog. You even look weird at my fucking dog, Diva. I'll fucking fight you.
I want
you.
Nothing to fucking do with Diva.
Why?
Nothing.
I like how too the big. Man's dog is named.
Too big?
Too big of a dog. I like a tiny little, you could fit it in your backpack dog.
I'm sorry, Sex and the City. I forgot about you.
That's right.
Wow.
You know the theme song?
Wow. I own the fucking box set. Of course I know the theme song. Halfway through season three, baby.
Do you know what I called last week's podcast? The one with Kathy, because I'm putting both podcasts up. I put both of them up, the live show. I'll explain that to you after. Mm-hmm. And then the Kathy one, I put a guy, a girl, and Joe.
That's funny.
That's a great name.
That's funny.
Anyways.
A guy, so a girl, and two chins would have been better.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's not a guy. So I had to pick one. I was going to call it Six Tits. anyways.
Great.
So Kathy used to flick cigarette. Dude, I call her today. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
You can steal our thunder. That's cool.
Yeah, don't really. Don't
worry about it. Yeah. I'm not here to promote our podcast.
I'm actually intrigued.
So yeah.
You're going to get to promote it. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah,
at
we
the
only
end.
Got 30
Listen
minutes
Listen to
left.
The Jersey Jerks.
There it is. We can go now.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
What are you fucking what? I call her today because I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Listen, Kat. I got to do a podcast. Then I have a writing meeting with Bob and Bill.
Yeah.
Then I have to go home and do all my post-writing meeting writing and bullshit.
Right.
I know I'm supposed to meet you across town in your neighborhood at 8:30. It would really just like be easier for me today. If you don't mind, could you just meet me in my neighborhood?
Right.
It just, I have a lot going on. Just the stress of not having to worry about.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Easy.
15-minute fucking argument. 15-minute argument. She's like, are you kidding? It's across town. Get into a cab. I don't understand. Just be late then.
Oh, I can already
pay. Do you have to go back and do stuff after? And I go, no. I go, sweetie, when once I'm yours, I'm yours. I go, I just don't want to have to. You got to understand, I got to go home and do work. And then if I'm sitting there going, I got to get across
I get
town,
it, Joe.
You get
Let
it.
Let me tell you something, brother. I know her and I know you. Do you understand? That's why this has got to happen. Because you two fucking bickering Kathys, you won't give an inch to a chick. If a chick fucking confronts you on some psychological level, like a lawyer, dude, I know you fucking, you'll be nice for a couple, and then you'll go at it. And she's the same way, dude. So the fights that are going to happen between you and her are going to be epic. That's why you get... The other day, she's calling me. I pick up the phone. I go, you fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. And he goes, Jesus. Now you know.
Dude.
Now you fucking know.
I said to her on the phone. She randomly goes, fine. Like, I'll come across and meet you. Fine.
Right.
And I go, okay. Thank you. And she goes, yeah, I have opinions about this. And I'll tell. And I go, no. Tell me now. What are your opinions about this? Right. Ooh. And she goes, and we're kind of laughing, but we're fucking douching each other.
Right.
And she goes, nothing. I just think it's like, I mean, give me a fucking break. Really? You can't get into a cab and come. It's that big of a deal. I go, okay, Kathy, since we're being honest and exchanging our opinions about this, here's my opinion. I'm taking you to dinner. How much more do you want me to cater to you right now? come to my fucking neighborhood. I go, I've dated girls that live in Queens and Brooklyn and the Bronx. Yeah. You know what they say when I say, come to my hood, I'm taking you out? Okay, Joe, I'll see you at 8:30. I'm fucking paying for everything. Get over here.
I used to fucking have a chick who lived on Staten Island. Bitch had to take a boat. A captain. She had to hear on her way over.
This is your captain speaking.
To Spanish Harlem to suck my cock. I'm not going to you. I don't take a bridge or a fucking tunnel or a boat to go see anybody. It's not happening.
And then this is funny, right? She goes. I go, Kathy. I go, Jesus Christ, you're acting like it's. I go, I could understand if I said, hey, Kathy, change of plans. Come to my apartment and we'll just hang here. I get it that you would be like, what are you doing, dude? I would get that.
Fucking.
I go,
dude,
but that's not what
doing?
I'm saying. And then she goes, fine, I got it. I'll be there. Don't worry about it.
You won.
And I go, yeah. And I go, fine. Then I'll find a place for us to go. Right. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Then I go, she goes, so
but
where should
listen,
I?
Listen, this is the deal. Stop. Shut the fuck up.
With what?
You're talking about this in this podcast. You understand? We're not doing this. You just sucked me into Joe fucking.
What do you mean?
Dude, This shit you're talking about is for her when she comes back on.
No, there's going to be a whole new thing of shit for them.
That's fine. But this is going, that is going to go after. Listen, I can't get into this, man. This whole thing, you're getting into way the fuck into it. First of all, these guys drove from fucking Philly, Joe. And that podcast is that podcast. Don't waste this psychoanalysis crazy shit.
You told me to tell you the story on the pot. Remember
but not the whole
hold
thing.
Hold on a second. No, because now there's witnesses. Remember beforehand when I started telling him and he goes, wait. But save it till we're recording.
Okay.
Remember that?
Great. Yes. Answer the question. Okay, that, now, halfway through that story where you're going, fuck, speed it up.
No.
No, only no. You're thinking that.
Hang on.
Yes.
Sorry. Hey, no. You two do a podcast together. Me and you fucking work together. Marco.
I'm just telling you what happened.
No, I don't want to.
This was the last funny part. I thought it would make you laugh.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
She goes, where do I meet you? I go, at my apartment. She goes, I'm not meeting you at your apartment. I go, what do you think? I have a fucking net over the door that I'm going to drop on you when you. I go, meet me at the fucking apartment.
Right.
Jesus. And she goes, okay, fine. And I go, really? That's what I had to do was tell you what to do?
Right.
And she goes, oh, well, I'm not going to give you all my secrets. And God. I was like, oh, so now I get it. I go, you meet me here at 8:30 and I'll tell you where we're going. And she goes, okay, cool.
All right.
Is she at least hot?
Yeah, she's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's hot. She's got a great body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it might be worth it.
All natural.
It's not that kind of date, though.
But here's the deal. It's not that.
It's like a pot. There's a.
Well, it's not a podcast date. It's
a podcast date.
Well, it's a podcast
really?
Date,
all this
but
for a podcast date.
No,
because we want to see what happens.
I'm sorry.
It's
you know
not.
What I mean?
No,
I
it's all right.
You're getting
no, it's
here.
it's because you don't know where this show's going, and we're talking about something, and it's all going to be discombobulated. Right, you understand? And he's going into shit that I don't want. I want this to come out at her face.
It's
and I don't want
to
have people already. I heard this already. I wanted to hear the first time coming out at her.
I'll just fast forward through that part.
May I remind you?
Yes.
Of the four or six part Bailey J saga. Did listeners ever go, we've heard this already? No, they went, what happens next?
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that was your fucking gayness. That was that just, we didn't know you were in the closet.
Joe was
this is a tease. This is a middle tease, dude. Next week, you're going to get the fucking.
I just want to get back to these fuck faces because the story of them, I mean, you guys. After we did that initial podcast, you had contacted me, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you said, dude.
My friend.
he was like, you should get on Riotcast.
This was a while ago.
Glory Hole.
Formerly, Glory Hole.
Glory Hole Radio, right. Which I was like, all right, well, that's where Rob already contacted me, too. You sent Rob over. Rob had contacted me. And then... I had talked to you, and you were like, yeah, they're fucking cool. He's a cool guy, blah, blah, blah. It's a great network, blah, blah, blah. And that's why I went over. And then Florentine, I called Florentine because he contacted Florentine, too.
Yeah, that was his initial contact was Florentine.
Yeah, Florentine goes, I don't know these guys. They contacted me. Oh. And I don't know. I don't care. I just do the fucking podcast. Nice. So I was like, fuck it. And then we went over, and then It's, I mean, it's fucking a lot different now.
It's a lot different.
Mm. It's a lot fucking different now. It's getting better and better.
Yeah.
But
we've almost gotten completely swept under the rug.
Come on, motherfuckers.
I don't know. You didn't hear our last podcast, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Jesus, I'm so glad Christ. Because I don't think you would have invited us here.
Yeah, why?
You probably would have gotten mad.
Why?
You didn't say nothing bad about you.
I should
you.
Probably apologize.
To me?
Not necessarily you. I actually stuck up for you.
Right?
Yeah.
But I should probably apologize to one Richard Voss, though.
Why? What'd you do to Rich?
I was emotional that day.
You're so emotional every day.
I just said, you know, I said maybe something along the lines like he stinks.
You did not.
Nah, yes, he did.
Like Voss doesn't stink.
Yeah, no, he doesn't stink. But
I'm sure he's.
What we were talking about was the fact that guys like that don't give a shit about the network. And
that was the basis of the show.
The
we were saying
show.
That.
No, but here's the deal.
They don't plug Riot Cast.
Here's the deal. You got to understand. That makes sense to you.
Right.
And it makes sense to me because I can see your point of view, right?
Right.
But it's not that he doesn't care. He cares. You understand. He was presented doing this. I did this for years with Colin Quinn. And then I did my own podcast on my iPhone.
I remember that too.
You know, all the time, right? I mean, me and Joe did that shit all the time. We just throw the fucking dumb thing on the table and I put it up on my thing. That's why you were like, you should bring it over here.
Yeah.
I did a podcast. You did a podcast. Voss doesn't know how to do. He didn't think of a podcast. I brought that. I was like, dude, you and Bonnie, because I spent a few shows with him. I was like, you guys are a great podcast, blah, 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 and presented it to him. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, that's the thing. We don't think that's a great podcast.
Yeah, but you don't, right?
Just saying,
you don't? I think it's really good.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, because you're not...
I mean, at times it is.
The luster wore off for me after, like, the third episode.
Why? Is it? Did it get too repetitive for you?
It's repetitive, and it's just constant whining. And I thought McFarlane wasn't Jewish, so it was a shocker to me.
Yeah, but... But here's the deal, though. If you know them, if you're fans, here's the deal.
We are fans of them, both.
I'm a fan of their stand-up, their comedy. I am. I'm a fan of everybody that's on this network.
Right.
I am, truly.
Right. But
now that you're behind the mic,
yeah,
and you're such a novice, I get that you got to get your feet wet and all that bullshit, but,
how hard
is it to say two words?
He's not, but that's not, you're missing the beauty of Rich Voss. You're
the
missing. You understand on the Rich Voss as a comic and as a character of who he is. There is no other person like him. I can give you hundreds and thousands of comics that are funny and blah blah, and they're the same motherfucker over and over. Mm-hmm. Rich Voss is Rich Voss, and that's it. There's nobody like him. There's nothing out there. That's it.
That's
the
him.
Beauty of him, whether you hate him at sometimes or you love him at sometimes, there's only one of him. That's, to me, is what makes a fucking great comic. Get this fucking, get out of here.
I was actually enjoying the tongue back
get
on my
the
balls.
Fuck
yeah,
that's all right.
That's what makes him fucking brilliant. And the fact that all that stuff, the stuttering, not getting a word, that's not a show. Sometimes he does it. He does it fuck up. But that's him, man. Whether you love him or hate him, it's like Howard Stern. People fucking hate him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good, hate me, because they listen more than the people that like me.
Right.
So it's the same type of effect with Voss and Bonnie's show.
Right.
You might listen to it like, what the fuck? But again, too, you guys are fucking, you guys. You're not going to listen to a married couple fucking bicker.
Why? I'm a married guy.
Yeah, but you're not really married.
I agree.
Okay.
I don't know either.
Formally,
I just said it.
Newly.
I don't know.
You were newly, then formally, now newly.
Oh, yeah, you were married before.
Yeah.
And now you're married again.
Not really, but I'm back with my ex-wife.
You're back
that's
with
a whole nother thing, though. We're not going to get into that right
Oh, why not?
All right,
I
no.
think this is great.
No,
sweat.
Look, if you don't want to get... I mean
what I'm saying...
Are you single?
No, I'm not single.
You're married?
No.
He's
I'm back
with
my ex-wife.
You're dating your ex-wife.
Yes. Yes.
Officially are divorced.
You're divorced.
Yeah.
Why did you get divorced?
We couldn't stand each other.
You couldn't stand each other?
Yeah.
So you should have fucking come up with the idea for the show. My wife hates me. You'd be a fucking star right now.
I told you on many occasions when you called into our
exactly.
show that, because when you're here at home and your wife is here, I'm like, why don't you guys do, you know, because it's fantastic. Like one time you had a delivery guy here and you were like, babe, don't answer the door with your titties hanging out.
Right, yeah.
And we lost it. We're like, this is a show.
Okay, here's the show I did, and I told my friend Joe.
What?
About
no, what?
Where were you just then?
I was listening, but you said here's a show idea.
I did a show with Dawn.
Oh, the podcast show.
I did a podcast with my wife.
Sorry.
I did a podcast with my wife. It went like this. Joe, can you please be Dawn?
Yeah.
Okay. It went like this. Okay. I had the mics all set up. I had just did a podcast. I said, honey, sit down. She's like, why? Just sit down. I hit the button. I hit the record button. I go, all right, welcome to a special edition of You Know What, Dude. No Joe DeRosa, no Monster Voice, no other guests. Today on the show, we have a very special guest, my wife, Dee Kelly. Give it up for Dee. Welcome to the You Know What Dude podcast.
Hello, folks.
And that's the end of the fucking podcast. You suck. You make me physically ill.
So it didn't work.
That's it. Hello, folks. Hello, she went, folks. Hello, folks. Boo. I don't know if I have that recording, I might put it with this podcast.
You should.
I think I might have got deleted, but I fucking was so mad, dude. I was like, you fucking moron. Hello, folks. But
see, when you call in, she's hysterical in the background. She's always in the background. Yeah, she's never in front of the
mic. That's the best part. That's the best part. She's in the background, and I love it that Joe sticks up for her.
Yeah.
Well, because you should be friends with my wife, Joe.
I should be.
I don't like the fucking realness behind that.
Your wife's a great lady. She needs somebody to step in and say, "It's
watch, watch where you're going, DeRosa." Hang on.
If you can
see the levels on your fucking laugh, dude, it's almost incredible. It's like a fucking 9.7 earthquake on a Richter scale.
One of us has to. If I didn't stick up for her,
yeah.
It would be the humor of you guys would be lost. It would sound like two people being really mean to your wife.
I know, dude. I know. You don't know. I know why you do it. I know you like my wife better than you like me.
I like you a lot. I feel like she likes me better than you like me, really, is what it comes down to.
Wow. That's a pretty safe assumption.
That's
safe.
I got to be honest with you. I'm a huge fan of the podcast, this podcast. You know what, dude?
Yeah.
And I listen weekly.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And I have to be honest, I'm surprised that you're still here.
Really?
Joe, because I really sometimes feel like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I guess, what do you treat him like Dane treats you? Is that how it works? Like,
basically.
Is that what it is?
This is the funny thing, is Dane never, ever.
No, Dane's cool.
Ever. No, seriously, you bring that up. Dane never, ever, ever, ever fucked with me. Ever. We don't. And one time we got into a fight. Like nose to nose, like let's fucking do this.
Wow.
It's different now because Dane, when I first met him, was a very thin dude, very no muscles, nothing. You could see, look pictures of him back in the day. I mean, no muscle tone. But then in the last 3 years, he like hired a trainer after fucking Good Luck Chuck, and he was banging Jessica Simpson. So now he's got these fucking crazy traps, like Bane traps.
Right.
And he's got muscle. So we were nose to nose.
Sure.
And I was like, ah, shit, I got a bad hammy. I got a fucked up ACL. This fucking cocksucker. You know, he's got high school Grease rage, you know, because he was in Grease 1 and 2. I am somebody.
I appreciate your support. Yeah,
I
get
really
emails that share the same sentiment.
They're probably from
becoming
me.
More and more frequent. Actually,
what is the emails, Joe?
I get emails from people.
What do they say, Joe? Because I only tell you the fucking good emails that you get. I can read the fucking bad emails.
No, you have read me bad emails.
I can read you all of them.
Have I ever read you one?
Go ahead. Tell me the emails.
Have I ever?
I want to hear one of the emails. The fans. First of all, know that this fan that you're about to. No, tell me the email. I want to hear. Don't tell me the fan's name.
Getting defensive right now.
Abso-fucking-lutely I am. Yeah.
He's struggling.
Just
in his
say
high
stuff
chair.
Like that. They'll be like, goddamn, dude, why does he fuck with you so much? Or why do you, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry, fuck face listening right now that's sticking up for Joe. It's funny. That's why. It's funny. And I get shit too, you cocksucker. Go ahead, Joe. What else do they say?
That's about it.
That's it?
Why? I don't know. I'm paraphrasing.
Well, paraphrase some more.
I haven't memorized them. I haven't sat there going, I'm justified, damn it.
Can I take a guess at what they write?
Just write it.
Probably along the lines of, why do you take so much shit from Bobby? Or why do you let him treats
it's
you like
it's not
shit.
From
I have
me.
Heard that. You have
it's
heard that.
Not just from. You know what I've heard?
What?
Fucking go some ahead. Horrible
it's fine.
Shit.
I'm not upset. Go ahead. I can take it.
I haven't heard that much shit.
It's not like tons of
I have
emails.
A lot of I have a lot of people going, hey, man, you guys good together.
Oh, I think you guys are great.
I get mostly, though.
They don't understand. First of all, this fucking whoever that person was or people, fuck you from Bob. There you go. From me, fuck you. You don't get the concept and the dichotomy and the fucking enigma that me and Joe, Dangerous Joe, are. We're a married couple, but we're not gay. Well, one of us isn't gay.
Dichotomy's bad, though. Don't say dichotomy.
Whatever. I just wanted to use a big word, Joe. Shut up.
You can tell it's not a Voss podcast. Words more than one syllable.
So anyways, there you go. Okay, right. That's what it is. We're a fucking married couple, but we're not married. Okay, he's my alternative comedy wife. He's my Bonnie McFarlane. So fuck you. All right.
And yeah, but Bonnie wins with Rich all
but
the
here's
time.
The deal. Mm-hmm. You win too, motherfucker. Go back a few podcasts when you were fucking going while I was talking. You fuck with people too. What about Dan Monster Voice? All you do is smash him.
Great episode, by the way. When
well, but when out. You when I fuck with you, you scream at me
because that's what you fucking bring out of me.
Wow. That's I think that's what he's saying. He goes, you listen, laugh when you get fucked with. Bobby yells at
you
me.
Don't laugh. You get fucking sensitive.
You get
sometimes.
Heated. I've heard you.
Yeah, okay.
You
all right. Get, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Fucking thank you.
You're see, right. But stop screaming all the time.
Dude, I scream. My screams aren't screams. My screams are like when fucking bang right to the moon, Alice. That same shit. Okay,
listen to this justification.
It's true,
baby. You know I just hit when I get angry.
All right, let's be honest, really. Now you know my real madness. You've seen my. Yeah. You know that this has nothing to do.
I know that you're not mad
hey,
right
dude.
Now. Of
hey,
course.
Dude. Hey, dude.
Of course.
You want to be real? Let's be real on the podcast.
Yeah, but this is fun. Yeah, we're having fun, though.
You want to be real? Let's be real.
Did I just say we were being real?
Did you notice my fucking better mic than everybody?
Weird.
Listen.
Nice mic. Yeah, Ron's I did notice. When did you buy that mic?
I got it given to me. First of all,
yeah,
I want to
say. And I bet you shit you douched your old mic right in that closet with all your other technology you throw away.
I got all the mics.
With the old board.
I got that too. We needed that. We used that the other night. I keep it all. I keep the old board because if we would, this can't be. I didn't know how to use this on the live show. That old board is what we use to do the live show. By the way,
that closet is the fucking island of misfit
toys.
It's
not that closet, dude. No, this is all stuff I use over here. The storage unit over on 43rd. If you want to go in there, dude,
you've pulled bags out of that closet and gone, dude, you want a case? And you pull, literally holds up a clear plastic bag.
Anyways.
It looks like something a fucking Indian would have on 8th Avenue before he loaded his blanket.
I wish
up.
Somebody wrote an email sticking up for me right now. Anyways. So I really want to get back into this because you guys, I mean, this is, okay, first of all, there's shows on the network that aren't for me. You know what sure. I mean? I don't listen to everybody's show. I don't have fucking time to listen to everybody's shows.
Name them.
Well, look,
I do. I name them when I don't like
yeah, but
them.
Here's the deal is as a fucking network, okay, we have thousands of other shows trying to fucking be better than you and me and everybody, okay?
And they're not.
It doesn't matter what they are, but they're more popular. They make money. Yeah. They have more downloads. Sure. And so as a fucking unit, as a network, the whole concept behind this fucking network, the only reason why I was into it at all when you brought it to me is that I'm going to have you guys, all the other podcasts behind me, promoting me, and I promote you, and we're like a fucking team instead of one motherfucker being out there like I'm the shit,
right?
Okay, because you don't have the fans.
Nope.
I don't have. I'm not Dane Cook. I'm not Jay Moore. I'm not Rogan. Where you can just turn on a mic and get 100,000 people just to listen, because that's how many people you have on Twitter, anyways, or more than that. I don't have that. I got 44,000 people on Twitter. Joe has 20, how many do you have? 20,000?
I have like 12,000. 13,000, maybe.
13,000.
Yeah, well, not a ton, but you know.
Well, fucking decent. Follow at Joe DeRosa Comedy on Twitter.
We have 900.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Here's the deal with you guys, okay? You guys have been doing it for how long?
2 years.
Okay, how long have we been doing it with as Riotcast? As like since
April.
Since
April,
we started.
April of 11, we started with Glory Hole. Well, you came a couple months later.
Okay, so but how long has it been? Yeah, so how long has it been Riotcast? Maybe 8 months, 6 months?
No.
Not even longer?
No, less than that. Riotcast?
6 months.
You mean the name change?
The new name.
No, since I came on.
Oh. Yeah, about 6 months.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Safe.
So here's the deal. this thing, all the stuff that's coming out now, now that you got Voss with, you know, he's popular, man. Whether you like him or not.
Yeah, it's not about not liking the guy at all.
It's the podcast. And it bugs you. But, dude, you're doing...
He's got time to say audible.com.
Wait, what?
He can try.
I don't know what... You guys never explained what happened, though.
Okay, yeah, explain that. I'm going to get a coffee. Explain that to Joe.
You're vaguely saying he didn't do something.
It's not... Well, here's the thing. It's not a shot at him as a comedian or even Bonnie as a comedian. It has nothing to do with what they do. I respect what they do. I'm actually a fan of what they do.
Me too.
Okay. My problem is now that they're doing a podcast, you know, everybody... I mean... Even if you guys don't say it every week, riotcast.com, Bobby has a recording that he plays either at the beginning or the end of every episode that says, and listen to all the great podcasts at riotcast.com. Something to that effect, right, Bobby?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they are just oblivious to where they actually are. Wait a minute.
Well, wait, have they been told that they should do that?
Well, I don't know. Hold on a second.
That's the thing.
Here's the key.
Not yet.
They get downloaded on iTunes, for instance. So people can search for them on iTunes. It has nothing to do with Riotcast. They don't actually go to the website to see the other shows that are on Riotcast. That's my point. Get the traffic to go to the website, riotcast.com.
I bet you they just don't know. Like, I did a video blog for Laughspin.
Okay.
And it was on the Laughspin site. And, like, one or two episodes in, Dylan that runs it called me and was like, hey, dude, he goes, you know, the blogs are good. He's like, but you have to put, like, a Laughspin thing in the opening credits. He's like, that's what makes it worthwhile
for
us.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, shit, dude, I'm sorry. Right. Jesus, it didn't even cross my mind. I'm sorry.
Honest mistake.
Yeah, so, like, I bet you if you told them, they would do it. I mean, I got to be honest. I don't listen to anybody's fucking podcast. I don't even listen to ours. Like, I will listen to parts of it, because, you know, if, like, it's like, oh man, that was really funny, I want to hear how that actually sounded or whatever, but I just don't listen to these things. I don't so if I suddenly was doing my own podcast on Riotcast Jesus, I was called a Riot Spin on Riotcast, I wouldn't even know, like, oh, the other guys do that bumper thing. I wouldn't fucking know. Not selfishly.
Yeah,
just,
but here's the deal: is you gotta understand? It's 6 months, man. We've gone from literally a fucking no name network to one of the fastest fucking rising networks. There's shows in the top fucking 50 to 100 from Riotcast every week. Mm-hmm. Okay, Riotcast, when people go there, they see your show. Okay, now, you got to understand that that's in 6 months.
Right.
Okay, it's going to get even better once the other shit comes out. You can't, it has nothing to do with Voss. It has nothing to do with my show. Here's the deal. It has nothing to do with any of them. You know what I mean? It's what it is, number one, is that, look, I can look at fucking Corolla and I can look at, you know, Jay Moore and all those shows, and I can be like, what the fuck? The Nerdists? I don't even know some of the guys on the Nerdists, but they're fucking number one or number two all the time. They get a lot of down. I don't know these guys. I can sit there and go, I'm funnier than those fucking shows and listen to those shows. What the fuck? Fuck it. All I do is focus on, this is all I do. What the fuck? How can I make my show better? And how do I get more listeners? What can I do for the fans that I already have? Because they're the ones that actually spread the word.
Right.
The fans of this podcast are the ones that spread the word. Plus, you know, the people I have on the show, like fucking Joe, Monster Voice, you know, the quality of the show that we do, what we talk about, how we do it, and the fans like it. I might never get past 50,000 downloads. That might be my... I don't know. I know that I'm going from hundreds of downloads to thousands of downloads in a year or so. Okay, I know that. So something, I'm doing something right. People are liking it, but they're the ones spreading the words. Not the fucking... Not the other podcasts. Not other people. I mean, look, I go on everybody's podcast, too. I don't just do my podcast. I go on your podcast, this guy's... I promote my shit wherever I can. I come up with new logos. I come up with a fucking t-shirt. And also, I do that for the network, too. I do this whole thing for the network with Rob. I try to... How can we make the network as a whole...
Right.
People... fucking be into your show, and your show is a hard show to get people to sell. You guys are fucking edgy. You talk about whatever you want. You do whatever you want. So, you know, stamps.com might not be fucking into exactly doing your right shit. So behind the scenes, I know Rob is constantly fucking working his cunt off.
Absolutely.
To not, he doesn't, he cares about his show. And he puts his show, he knows, you know what someone said to me yesterday that made Neil Brennan? The reason why he met Sly Stallone, and he said, you know why Sly is so cool? He knows his value. He knows his value. And he'll tell you his best stories because he knows where he's at. He knows he's not this guy, but he's not this guy. He's this guy. And he knows that. So you fucking immediately like him. You immediately want to support him because he's not, he knows where he's at. You got to know your value. I know my value. I know I'm not even fucking Ari Shaffir, for Christ's sakes. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not on Death Squad and I don't have that type of people behind me. I'm kind of the guy in front on this network helping other people. I don't have anybody helping me. You know, so it's like I know my value. I know where I'm at. But I, for the people that are listening, I'm only doing it for you. Help me, all the people that you guys help me get more listeners. That's who it is. You guys help me do it. What can I do for my podcast? What can I fucking do? And I'll run it through Joe. And we got, you know, T-shirts coming out. We got coffee mugs. We got the posters. We did the live show. We're constantly taking risks, and I'm spending money. And I mean, crazy shit. To make my show better. So it all falls back on you in general. Because if you say, fuck Riotcast, we're gone, we're out. It's all on you then.
Right.
It's all on you then. You're going to have nobody to blame.
Right.
And then, now that'd be funny if you did that and you just shot to number one. And that, we were actually holding
us back.
We were totally just holding you back.
You know what douche was holding us back?
I mean, I just went on a fucking rant, but does that make sense?
Okay, I agree with everything you said, but there's
then we don't have to talk anymore.
No, wait.
Good podcast. Thanks for coming down. Hope you work out with the ticket. Joe, love you, buddy. Danger. Oh, go ahead.
There's one little problem, though. You equate yourself with us. There's a difference. See,
yeah, but can I explain Voss real quick before you get into this?
I'm not even talking about it, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Good. We are working these bugs out. We're working out how to make you, your show, how do we get people to go to your show? How do we get people to listen to the fucking Jersey
Jerk? Listen to it. Pure talent.
I've listened to your show. You know? I've listened to your show. It's funny, dude. I mean, as far as podcasts go, I don't know if you've ever listened to it. I've been on it a bunch of times, and I've listened to it, and I've fucking laughed. I've legitimately been like, these fucking guys. It's not just, you know, a bunch of dudes and a chick, you know, fucking being idiots. I mean, that's in there, too, but it's legitimately a funny show. It could be a radio show. I listen to it. It's what the fuck are you doing, and what the fuck are we doing? It's we're figuring this out. We got the app coming out,
sure,
which is gonna, okay, picture this. All my fans have the Riotcast app, right? And then they look down, they see your podcast one day. They already listen to mine, then, and they already listen to Voss's or whatever.
Right.
Who the fuck are these guys? These guys are fucking good. This is. You understand? Yeah. We're constantly trying. And then when you get up to, when you're getting those down, when you're up with us, you know, what are you going to do then?
Rape and pillage.
I think a lot of it's frustration because, you know, you look at the top 10 and you see non-funny podcasts like Mark Maron.
Yeah.
You know, guy, not funny. Sucks to me. You know,
right.
Maron
sucks.
I think his podcast.
Listen, honestly,
sucks.
Really?
Can we before you fucking say that? Can you look at Joe's outfit and face before you say do you think Mark Maron sucks?
I don't think the goal is for it to be funny. I think it's supposed to be insightful and investigative.
He has a Mark Maron starter kit on.
I just don't like him.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to be mean. I don't want to offend your fans on the show. Cocksuckers.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of him.
Mark Maron is successful because he is actually, I believe he's the innovator of comedy podcasts.
That's bullshit. I am.
Well, you should have ran with it. Mark Maron ran with it.
I am.
Look where he's at.
He's got the title.
I agree that he fucking stuck to it, but I am. If you listen to Billy Burr.
Are you crazy right now?
Listen to Billy Burr's first podcast.
Right.
Who is it?
I can't tell if you're joking.
Just answer the question.
He's serious.
I'm dead serious. Who's on? Listen to Billy Burr's Monday Morning Podcast. You know that popular one that's number fucking
number
five?
Seven.
Yeah. Right. It's fucking hundreds of thousands of downloads every Monday.
Right.
Me. setting it up. G-Cast. Bob Kelly's setting up my fucking podcast for me. I had a G-Cast. Before anybody had a podcast, I was doing podcasts. There was a thing called G-Cast.
I had G-Cast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I had it. And you had it because I had it. Because I had it because you had it because Billy had it. And I told Dane.
Oh, I had it before Billy did, I
doesn't
think.
Matter. No, you didn't. And then it didn't. Because I had it. Nobody knew about it. I gave it to Dane. Now, I set up this podcast for me and Colin. Me and Colin Quinn would talk every night for like an hour and just shoot the shit and bust balls and fucking make fun of people. And so I said, fuck it, let's record this. I found this thing. You call up. You leave a voicemail for 5 minutes. I just did an hour with Colin on two-way. And they hit a button, number 9, and it threw it up on the internet. And then you sent the link out and people could listen to it on the computer. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I had it set up that it went to my page, my website. So I made a podcast out of this fucking G-Cast. It went, Dane Cook was number 1, of course, because I set him up on it. And then it went Madonna, P. Diddy, and then us. 20,000 listeners.
Wow.
Me and Colin Quinn back in the day. And then he fucking said, fuck you, I don't want to do it anymore. And it was over. So I had
There could be more than one innovator. Well, that the innovator.
I invented MySpace.
But innovator doesn't mean the first.
I invented social networking as we know it today. You know that, Joe.
I think that is. I mean, I tip my hat to both of you because I think you did have a. Look, you said something the other day where I was like, like last year, but the other day I realized how true it was.
What?
Last year, you got your app. You were like, this is the new website.
Absolutely.
This is the new website. And the other day, I was on my iPad, and I was on eBay, and I was like, the fucking eBay app on iPad is so superior
than the website.
To the website. The Amazon.com app is so superior to the website as far as shopping, finding things, whatever. And I was like, God damn it, Bobby was fucking right. It's all about apps. So you really did blaze the trail as far as like a guy that going, hey guys, this is where we should be looking. To be honest with you, if more of us here in New York would have listened to you at the time, you know, we all could probably be a little further along.
I mean, people give Dane credit for fucking having the website shit. I had the first website. And then I did FTP space. AOL had a lesson that they taught you how to do it. I had the first website. Told Dane about it. He got one. Just a photo and a little bio and a guest book. And then he just copied me. And then he went, I started him. I started social networking.
But with the Marin thing, I'd like to speak to that. There was a very, very interesting article. I think it was in New York Magazine or The New Yorker or something. Might have even been in The Times. But they talked about podcasts, and they said the way the headline was written, it was something along the lines of like the death of funny or something like that. And it looked like they were going to bash podcasts, but they didn't. They gave them accolades, and they said, you know, what's so riveting about these podcasts is we've heard for years that, you know, funny comes from pain. But those two things were separate. Pain was always behind closed doors and funny was out in the spotlight. And finally, these podcasts have brought the two together. And they talked about Marin's where they said, like, here's a podcast where you can see the process. You can see where it comes from. And that's interesting to us. And to me, with this thing that we do, I prefer, and Bobby can tell you, I've said it to him a million times off air, I prefer any day of the week that we sit here and just talk without, like, I'd rather have, like, the fucking heart-to-heart mushy discussion than the, fuck you, stupid, nice beard, dummy, you know what I mean? Like, I'd do that, too. We all do that.
Look,
we laugh.
Man, I don't say either or. I'd rather do this than that. I mean, I like the fact that this thing goes where it is. He sat down. I like the fact when it does go there, it goes there. I like that, too. It's fine. But when you sat down today, so what do we do to it? And I just talk. That's what this podcast
is. That's what we do.
Right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we wing it. Yeah.
We wing it, man. Every Tuesday night, man. Live. We go. You know,
that's
we go
the other
live.
Thing. We go live. Like you
the thrill of going week. Live is even, you know,
yeah,
more challenging.
We don't stop recording if something goes wrong. We just go through.
Well, you can't.
Well, no, right. Understood. But I'm saying, like, we could take a commercial break or something like that, which we have in the past.
Right.
But we don't do it anymore. It's just like if something goes wrong. This is
right.
It. It's part of the show now.
Well, look, yeah, I mean, you guys go live. I mean, I I hate going live. I don't know how you do it.
You know what? We tried the
I don't know how you fucking... Yeah?
Yeah. And it just seemed... there's no energy. It's low energy, actually. Not no energy.
I get it. I don't know. Live is just, for me, running... I don't like... Like, I'm doing shit now, right? Right. I'm trying to fucking... I'm trying to... I have Kathy on the line.
Tell. I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
Well, I have her on the line. She wants to say something. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So can we?
I can't hear her though.
You guys will be able to hear her.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna hook that up. You'll be able to hear her, kinda.
Okay. God.
Do you guys want me to do it? I can try to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Okay. We're waiting for Kathy. Let's see if she calls in. Kathy Joe. Kathy K. is the what she goes by. She actually wrote a book. She cartooned a book about all the fucking dudes she's banged over her life.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's a classy broad.
I like her already. Anyways.
Don't bang her, Joe.
Well, you guys were talking... Before that, she hasn't called yet. So before that, you guys were talking about basically Marc Maron. And you like you'd rather I don't like when you say, dude, I'd rather just be fucking honest. I mean, dude, I like what we do because sometimes it's honest, sometimes it's fucking smashing, sometimes it's just outright.
But I didn't say I don't like what
you
we
say.
Do.
You'd rather you no, use the word
said,
rather.
What I said was,
I can rewind it and let you hear it.
What I said was, you can ask Bob any day of the week. I would always prefer to sit and have like an introspective conversation than a ball breaking fest. It doesn't mean. And then
that's not true.
And then I immediately said it is true. And then I immediately said after, I like doing the ball breaking stuff too. If I had a preference, if I had to pick one though, I like the dissective conversations better. That's what I said.
I don't think
anybody wants to listen to that.
No, but wait a minute. Hold on. See,
clearly they do. Maron's number one.
I think I think what Joe's trying to say is he'd rather the hang session. What comes natural.
I know what he's saying. I get what he's saying, but right. I'm not going to fucking. I don't like. You know me. I don't like fucking. Saying, you know, I'd rather do this better. I'll do this. When it comes to this podcast, I like where it goes, where the fuck it goes.
Right.
It sometimes it's introspective. Sometimes we get psychological and break shit down. Sometimes. Joe, let me see your phone. My phone's not working for some reason. It's not fucking working because AT&T is just. Just fucking awesome. They're the shit. Give me the phone before you dial. Don't hit.
So much for that sponsor.
Setting you up.
All right. Don't fucking. I'm just telling you what to do. Don't fucking.
Yeah, I know.
Personal cunt.
Don't take it personal when I boss you around, dude.
I'm not bossing you around, fuckface. I'm just saying don't hit the button.
Now go get the car.
You're being defensive.
Shut up.
No. You're being defensive.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. Are you changing our plans again?
This is not Joe.
Oh.
This is Bobby. You're on the podcast, Kathy Kay.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
But Joe is listening, and so is in the Jersey Jerks.
He's what?
Exactly.
I'm here, Kathy.
That's exactly. Wait, who am I talking? Wait,
it's
who,
Bobby.
Who am I talking to?
It's Bobby and me on the podcast.
He's so it's just you and Joe.
It's me and Joe. Yeah,
and two guys you didn't bang.
Yeah, there's somebody else there. You're so full of shit.
No, it's right. Two there's guys. They're guys from another podcast.
I don't care if someone else is there.
All right, cool. Then the Jersey Jerks here. Introduce yourself.
Marco.
Oh, okay. Fabio. Okay, hey. Hey, guys.
Hey. The guys, the big, big fucking Jersey.
I'm a Jersey Jerk.
You are?
Yeah, I'm from Jersey, and I'm kind of a jerk sometimes. Just ask Joe.
So,
yeah.
He's already mad at me.
We already talked about it. I talked about that. I asked you for a slight favor to meet me halfway on something, and you turned it into a 15 minute argument.
It didn't make sense.
Well, it did make sense to you because you're being lazy and you're saying, "Come to me."
No, you're being equally as lazy, and that's what you don't get. If you call me up and say, oh, I got to be someplace out 3 weeks, so I want to stay in my hood because I don't want to be stressed out, that's one thing. But I ask you, like, okay, like, you have to leave at a certain... No, I'm like, you're going to be done with all your shit, like, and the whole rest of your night is free, but you still can't come over to our original plans. That doesn't make sense.
So if you worked an 8-hour day, if you worked, let me finish.
For 2 days and fly back and then to work. I've done it millions of times.
But you're not here. No, hold on a second. If you worked an 8-hour day and you were taking somebody out on your dime
and
you said
to
them, and no, you could just be you, and you said,
no, you're the man. I am the man.
The man does count. She's the man. It's a different thing.
It makes a difference. I'm the man, and I'm taking out a girl that I'm trying to get down her pants.
Jesus, Kathy, would you let me finish the point? If you were taking out somebody and you worked an 8-hour day, and you said, you know what? I'm going to take care of this person tonight, but it would just be a little less stressful if they could meet me I'm working to just kind of fucking, you know, so I don't have to go, now I got to get across town after all this. It's not that outlandish of a thing to ask.
Getting across town is a big deal to you.
Well, here's the thing. You just didn't like the way I presented it. Once I said, Kathy, I want you to meet me in my neighborhood because that's where we're going, you went, oh, okay, that's cool. Once I got demonstrative about it, and said, this is what's happening. Then you were like, okay,
no, once I realized, no, you're wrong. Once I realized it's your way or the highway, I was like, okay.
I never said it was my way or the highway.
It's like I'm asking you for a favor, and I said no.
I never said it was my way or the highway.
I'm just to butt in really quick as a judge, I'm on Kathy's side right now.
Of course you are.
No, that's not true, Joe. That's not true. I was on your side to begin with, but she's making some good points because as a man, but again, Kathy, you're talking about Joe, so you got to kind of take that down a couple notches.
See how he cockblocks? Do you see?
I'm not cockblocking. I'm not cockblocking. I've said this in front of her. You're not a man, man.
That's still cockblocking.
You're not a man, man.
Do you not understand?
You like Sex in the City.
Here's the thing. Okay, since we're blowing up spots, Bobby Kelly, the guy that goes 10 minutes ago, dude, they come to you, dude. You never go to them. You're the guy.
Because I'm a man.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man.
So then you should be saying,
we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I would have told her to beat it around fucking 20 minutes ago.
You should have.
Wait, shut up. Robert.
Shut up.
Exactly, Kathy. Yeah.
Okay, forget it.
No, no.
Oh, you see that? It works. Go ahead, Joe.
I wonder, Kathy, do you see how he flip-flopped on you?
Am I showing up with flip-flops on?
Jesus Christ. I said, did you see how he flip-flopped on you? You went, wait a second, Robert.
No, because you guys would be on my side if you understood where I'm coming from. You just heard Joe's side of things. Robert Kelly, put yourself in Joe's position. You're a guy trying to, like, hook up with a girl, and it's your first date with her. You make a plan with her. You work all day. Who the fuck cares, okay? And you need to meet her at a certain place. Then you call up, and, like, you don't even make up a lie. You basically tell her to her face, I'm too lazy to take a cab.
I'm back on Joe's side. Listen, the fact that he's too lazy to go get some pussy and he wants the pussy to come to him, I'm back on his side.
It's not, Kathy.
You're on his side?
I am now, Kathy, when you put it that way.
Kathy.
Oh, Robert.
Kathy.
You know what? Something I know about Robert Kelly, for, like, diner food, he'll travel from 90th Street to 30th Street. You all know that about Robert.
We're talking about food, not pussy, though. Let's be honest.
Pay his cab, and he'll be there.
Kathy.
So if I paid your cab, would you come to my neighborhood?
Kathy, it's not a matter of paying for the cab or
take
laziness.
The fucking cab, Mike.
I don't want the cab.
Can I facilitate?
Do you understand, Kathy?
Memo.
Kathy,
you brought
up man and woman. You brought the sex and gender into this. Let me explain something to you, okay? For a man to be in control, to have the demonstrative approach to a date that he should have, and to seem attractive to a woman in doing so, he needs to be working on his own terms and his own ground to some extent. So when I knew, So when I knew I was going to have a stressful day, I was like, you know what? I'll be cooler and calmer if she meets me in my hood, and I'm not like rushing to get out the fucking door.
And that's it. Right. That's all it is. It's not lazy. It's let me just be the guy and take you out and do it in the best way possible.
This and you just be the submissive bitch and show up when he tells
this
you to.
This is why I'm single at 43, because I'm like more like a man. I like really, I'm good. More like a man than a girl.
Have you heard my Bailey J bit?
What?
Oh, hang on, let me turn the volume down on his laugh.
Jesus.
I said, good. Have you? No, I was just making a joke. You're more like the man. Look.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, in some ways, I'm more like the woman, but let's face facts here. I'm not coming to your hood for you to take me out.
It's cock blocking you, but you say it, it's fine.
Because I say it, me saying it about
because
me.
Because you said it. That's it.
No,
that's it.
No, that's not it.
That's it. Go. Go.
No.
Go.
When another guy does it, it's cock blocking.
Get those thin fucking fingers out of my face. Stop pointing all five of them at me. They're fucking mystical, and I don't like them.
Wait, what about when he asked me what kind of food I don't like, and I actually gave him my opinion, and he went into a tizzy.
You went into a tizzy because of what?
I told the story over. I said, Kathy, what kind of Kathy? I didn't go to a tizzy. I was laughing. You got to understand the difference between me laughing at something and me being upset. I was laughing because I said, "What kind of food don't you like?" And you went, "Oh, just Egyptian. It's fine." I go, "No problem. No." And then you go, "Because Egyptian food with the bones and whatever." And you wanted this thing or Ethiopian, excuse me. And I went, "Okay, we're not going to get Ethiopian food. No problem." And then you went, "Oh, and Indian food too. Curry, blah, 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 and it's too spicy." And I went, "No problem." I went, "No problem. I don't like Indian food." You went, "Okay, cool. Also, Italian, I'm not into." And at the top of the conversation, you said, "No Thai food." So we're basically down. That's why I said I was going to throw a fucking potato at you.
You asked me my opinion.
It was just funny the way you said it. If you would have said it like this, I'll tell you what, there's like five fucking foods I don't like. Here we go. I would have been like, shit, all right, cool. But you just kept making it sound like it was just one, and you kept adding. That's just funny. I wasn't in a tizzy about it. It was funny.
I know. The sad thing is, Joe, there's like 800 foods that I'm like opposed to.
Well, we're going
to
find out tonight, aren't we, when Let's we walk up and down 9th Avenue.
Is she coming over here?
Kathy.
I don't have no choice.
Ooh.
You do have a choice. I was just saying.
She doesn't.
All right, fine. You have no choice. Just come over here then.
I'm coming over with my pigtails on.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I asked
her to... Are you going to wear a bra tonight, though? That's the question.
I'm definitely going to wear a bra.
Don't wear a bra.
Why?
Oh, no bra?
No, don't wear a bra. Listen to me. Don't wear a bra. Wear it so maybe you wear a shirt that shows a little cleavage. Really get Joe's fucking cock smoking hard with some pre-jizzes coming out. Yeah, with pre-jizzes coming out. And give him a little attention. And wear, you know, and then fucking, you know, give him a little tease. Get his dick dripping like a stroke victim. And then shut it down, Kath. And then you'll have him where you want him. And then, go back to his play. she needs an app.
Joe needs an app.
I don't even drink. He's like, I'm so hard to get a
I'm not drinking. I'm not.
Joe doesn't drink either.
Right now. I've been off for 2 weeks.
Joe doesn't drink, and he doesn't smoke, and he doesn't eat.
I
Ethiopian food.
What's that?
I prefer when guys get drunk when I'm with them because it's like that's as good as me being drunk.
That's healthy thinking.
You can drink if you want,
Jeff. I've seriously been off for 2 weeks. I'm taking a breather. But you know, Kathy, if it's gonna score points, you know, listen, maybe we can go back to the well tonight.
Listen, real quick, Kathy, is there any? What's the odds of Joe getting some fucking getting his cock touched tonight?
Zero.
Zero.
Joe. Zero. Now, Joe, what are the odds of you getting your cock touched tonight?
I think I'm at about 90%.
90%?
Wow.
All right, you whore.
I like the confidence.
Listen, slutbag, we'll find out next week when you come back on the podcast.
Okay.
Podcast. I got a Philly accent now.
See you at 8:30, baby.
Bye. I got to go eat my sushi because Joe's not taking me for sushi. I'm having it now. I'm making myself
cold. Why don't you say that?
No, she did. That's what we're supposed to get in her neighborhood. Shut up.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, Kath.
Bye.
She seemed like a nice whore.
Listen, Joe, I am so fucking happy. Hang on one second. Hang on.
Money. I mean,
you're just a hunk of garbage, Joe. You're a hunk of garbage in the best way possible. Before you fucking point your fingers at me and go, dude, I'm not a hunk of garbage, man.
Well, in all seriousness.
Let's not be serious, because let's be serious, because you love it.
I like the way when it goes, whatever the way it goes.
Dude, I'd rather just fucking pick each other's brains, man. I'd rather just fucking get analytical and talk about life.
Every which way, Bobby. Whatever direction it goes
in. It's called fucking Bob Kelly's podcast. I get to pick the direction.
There you go. There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Now get out of my house.
There it is.
Listen, dude. I like you, Joe. Now can we move on?
Listen.
You guys don't. You hear this shit?
Holy shit, that laugh.
Oh, my God.
Dude, listen.
Listen.
So, when I say in all seriousness, I don't mean let's be serious about this. I mean for real. Do you think I'm wrong in my not wanting to go over there?
Look, here's the deal, bro. You're not into Kathy. Like, if it was a regular girl, you'd fucking jump in the cab and go over there. If there was potential wifey material, you'd fucking go. It doesn't matter if you work 16 hours a day. You'd go over there in a fucking, you'd walk there if you had to. This is just the chick that you think is kind of hot. You really don't give a fuck. So you know what? Listen, get your ass in the cab and get the fuck over here. As it should be. As it should be. You want to come here, come and meet me. I'll take you out. I'll pay for your dumb fucking food, whatever it may be. Right. But I'm not fucking going all the way the fuck. And people say, it's across town. She's one of those go-getters. Let's just walk. Yeah, but it's 40 blocks. I know, but it's what they're... No, people don't walk anymore. Shut the fuck up.
No wonder why she's still...
No, just get up and turn the TV. Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear her voice?
Oh, my God.
Listen, first of all, Kathy,
I like her voice.
Do you?
Yeah. Huh.
Kathy, no, I won't trash Kathy. Kathy is a fucking animal. When she was my assistant... She's the best. She worked at Aspen Comedy Festival, the fucking best. She is the shit.
She used to work with our manager.
She's the shit.
Yeah, she's great.
Unbelievable. She's a pretty girl too. Smoking body, pretty girl. So I won't, but she's a dude. She's a fucking dude with a fucking nice body.
And a 12-inch penis.
No, that's Bailey J.
Yeah, that's your wife.
That's only an 8-inch, 7-inch.
7-inch?
Yeah,
DeRosa will go to Harlem for Bailey J. What's his brother?
DeRosa, he'd go up to fucking kill fucking whatever upstate New York, fish kill. Take a fucking a greyhound up there.
Yeah.
And this cocksucker won't go across town with a cab to fucking a regular chick. If there's a cock attached to it, he'll fucking take a hang glider.
Jesus.
Listen, so you guys, we kind of touched on this thing and went off on a fucking tangent just because I wanted to, I needed to have Joe talk to this fucking nut.
This is going to be explosive.
Oh, it's going to be great when she's on the podcast next time. Tonight's going to be fucking horrific for you because I know where you're at right now and you got a lot of shit on your plate, a lot of work, a lot of anxiety, and this bitch is going to crack you and you're going to fucking take it all out on her. I hope it happens in public. I hope I read about it. I hope it's on the fucking news because I could see you going, shut the fuck up. You're fucking nuts. And her just yapping over you. That's her thing. She'll talk over you. That was nice, Kathy.
No, she was talking over me just then. It was driving me crazy. She kept cutting me off. Now I get it now. That's why I'm so apologetic when I cut you off. Because you used to yell at me about that.
Yep. Okay.
I get it now.
Thank you, man. Thank you for that, by the way. Seriously. Thank you for doing that.
That's why I'm so, like, sorry.
I don't remember you apologizing, but now I'll take this
one. No, whenever
I
do it, I always go, like, just now. Right. Sorry.
I want to snap my own neck when he does it. I just lose and just die. That's how angry I get. I'll smash my own teeth and spit them in your eye if you don't have glasses
but
on.
But it's fucking infuriating.
All right, so listen. I'm sorry to sidetrack, but you guys, you fucking guys.
Don't look at me with those gay eyes.
You cocksuckers, really. I just think that, you know, that I don't know what you said or what you didn't say on the show.
Nobody
but you
does.
Guys really get mad.
Well, because we truly think we're better than most podcasts out there.
But
it's frustration more than anything, I think.
Yeah, but here you can't. Look, I could see. I've done that too. You're in that rookie stage of you know, because you guys, look, you're not comics. You're not actors. You're fucking humps from Jersey that did a podcast, right?
Right.
Okay. South Philly, sorry.
No,
right?
You're right.
South Jersey. We're all from Philly, but we live in South
Jersey. So you put this podcast together because you're all funny hanging out. You do this thing. All of a sudden, you get fame. You know, people start telling you how great you are. You're in the early stages of fame.
Yeah, but it gets tired hearing it from your mom all the time.
Yeah, well, there's only one way to take care of that.
Move out.
Here's the deal, dude. Thank you. I didn't want to say it, but that's whatever.
Okay. I'll take
that's
care.
Funny.
But you guys, like, we've all been through it too. You got to know your value in life. That's the great, in show business especially. Look, you're a fucking great podcast that's growing. Just figure out how to get more people to listen to you, but you're not going to do it by trashing the other podcasts because I'm not going to trash somebody's podcast. It's like a comic. I used to go, that guy's a fucking asshole. She stinks. Why the fuck ain't I? Why? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You know, the fucking millions.
A million.
Of fans that listen to this podcast. You got to understand that they fucking.
Jump out the window.
It is what it is, man. I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm really not. You're not in competition with anybody. This shit is all up to fucking me. That's it. Well, if I come up with a new logo and the people like it, cool. If I fucking get a banner, if I decide to do a live show, it's all up to me. If I decide to go with fucking Glory Hole, it's up to me.
Right.
It's not up to anybody. It's all up to fucking, and you are what you are at the time you're at. And it doesn't matter. You're not in competition with fucking Rich Voss or anybody else on the fucking network. And if he helped you or not, it doesn't fucking matter. Because I can sit here and just Jersey Jerks, Jersey Jerks, Jersey Jerks. It will help you for a minute. Trust me. I did a fucking tour with Dane Cook, 80 arenas, over a million fucking people saw me destroy 80 times. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. 10 to 20,000 people a show. In the round, I destroyed every fucking night.
Yeah, I was one.
Not one night did I ever fucking take a hot one or have a mediocre. I destroyed. I should have a million people behind me. I should have all those people fucking on my Twitter. I should have all those people listening to this podcast. I should be, but I don't. Because they're not my fans.
Right. You're also they're in a his different fans. Bracket, though. You have to remember that. No matter what.
What?
You are in a different bracket than we are.
But I'm in a different bracket than he is.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter. I'll get to where I get with this. I am not doing this for any other reason that there's fucking people that like it and I like doing it. Mm-hmm. I like sitting across from that fucking face over there and talking about shit and having fun. That's the only reason why I do it. And having you assholes on and talking about shit. That's the only reason I do this.
Right.
And the people that like it. That's it. Whether it's fucking 10 or 20. So I don't give a fuck if people. Yeah, look, things are getting worked out. And as far as a unit, as a fucking network, we're better than fucking by ourselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I think. You know, as a unit, we're a good show. All nine shows on Riotcast together is a really good podcast. That's what I think. That's who I look at.
The 1%ers and the 99%ers together.
Awesome.
Yeah, but you guys are fucking the animals too, though. You fucking mean people.
No, we're not mean people.
Yes, we are.
You're very mean.
Yeah, we are.
You're not mean. I am.
Why are you so mean?
He's very angry.
Because I'm just honest, and it turns out to be mean because people can't handle it.
All right, so, but why do you feel like... But
he's an angry dude.
Why are you so angry?
No, I'm not like Lewis. Don't make me sound...
No, not that angry.
Lewis who?
Lewis J. Gomez.
Gomez.
Yeah, no, I'm not Lewis. That. I'm not that.
I heard
kind.
Lewis is a real angry guy. I've never known that side of him, but I hear from his podcast.
He don't seem angry to me. He just people push his buttons too much. But I'm
heard
not.
He flips.
I'm not angry in that sense. I'm not angry at all.
Like you don't
actually.
Want to beat people up. Because I literally let you know I have a couple fucking knives and baseball bats around the house
right.
in strategic spots for you guys coming over today.
Well, that's so like a case that's actually a good
unless
thing.
Unless something case something happened, really? If you under your chair there's a knife.
Why are you surprised?
I'm kidding.
Nice.
I'm kidding. There's nothing. I have nothing.
Yeah, no, what's wrong with you? I'm not an angry guy. I'm just honest.
I have
honest.
Two fucking gay dogs. What the fuck?
I'm just honest.
And a DeRosa.
Yeah, but you say honest. You're not honest. You're not being honest.
Okay, why not?
You're not being honest because here's the deal. You don't apologize if you don't say I'm sorry.
I'm doing it for them.
No, you're not doing it for them. Really, you're not.
Yeah.
Because you really don't. You really. You know, okay, you don't think Voss is his show is good. You don't like his show.
No.
Okay, great. That's fine. But it's not his you can't get mad at him for not plugging your show.
it's not really about our show. It's the pot. It's the network in general. That's
okay.
That was the case we made last week.
Okay. So when someone explains to you, okay, look, he doesn't know he has to do that. We haven't, you really haven't set him up. Look, we're going to start doing this. So we're going to put it in front of your show because blah, 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 because his show is good for the network. But he doesn't really know how to do a podcast like you do or I do because he's only been doing it for a couple months, right?
Yeah.
That should make sense to you as a fucking intelligent person. I get it. I get that.
Understood. But if you can do other things, like for instance, when he does little plugs for Audible, obviously he's getting paid for it. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the end of it though.
But how hard is it to know that you're on Ryan?
Yeah. But how hard have you listened to the plugs for Audible? Hard. It's
that's true.
He does comedy. He's a stand up comedian. Mm-hmm. He's not, this shit is brand new to him. He's in his late 40s.
Right.
He's got fucking 3 kids, 4 kids, or some shit. Jesus. He doesn't know
that.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's doing this because he likes doing it. He doesn't know how to. He knows now. He's learning how to how not to bang the table and he's learning just like I learned how to fucking do this shit.
Right.
And you, so he doesn't. You can't fucking.
He's a name doing a podcast.
Yeah, but it's also this dude.
Average guys doing a podcast.
He's a name doing a podcast.
That's it.
Right, but he's not fucking Jay Moore.
Doesn't matter. He's still a name that people know, just like you.
Right,
name
but here,
know.
Yeah, but exactly. As a unit, as a fucking, what'd you say?
And Joe, people know. I knew Joe was before you guys ever did this.
Because you're from Philly, right?
Originally, but not because I'm from Philly.
Well, how did you know Joe?
Because I actually am a fan of stand-up comedy, and I actually go online and watch, and I saw, that's when I first saw you,
thank
was
you.
Online.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. And I appreciate the comedy.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your show. And I thank you for saying that.
Not a problem.
Yeah, we're fans of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, we are. We really are.
Can we just hang on 1 second?
There's a stare down right now.
Bobby's turning beat red.
Look at see his how head. Easy it is?
Anyway.
Well, look. That's like saying...
I like when Joe stops eating. Let me get back into this conversation.
No, I'm just listening. But I mean, it's, you know, it's like, that's like saying to me, you know, when Bill and I did Uninformed on XM... I never once said or thought to say, hey, part of the XM virus, da-da-da-da-da network. And now I'm sure that they were saying that for us in the breaks and the bumpers.
Yeah.
But it never even fucking occurred to me like, oh, shit, we should probably say that or is right. somebody saying that? He just doesn't know that. Voss also, too, and this is important, he's a guy doing a podcast, but you're saying, like, how hard is it to figure it out? He's not a guy that said, I want to do a podcast.
Yeah. I realize that,
he's
too.
A guy where they said, do you want to do one? And he was like, yeah, okay. You know, that. So he just doesn't know, man. He's
Voss
the most gracious guy in the
he's
world.
He's the nicest fucking guy.
I don't
Voss,
question how he is.
Goddamn nice guy. And he's one of the funniest guys. Whether you like him or not, he's funny. He's just fun. Bonnie's fun. I mean, they're just fucking really good people, dude. And the fact that you're lashing out at them for some shit, I get it. But you got to kind of go like this. You got to go, let me hold this for a minute. Let me hold this.
Right.
Let me just check this. I know you're honest.
Well,
we're fucking honest,
out.
Too. Yeah, but you can't. There's sometimes, look it, there's sometimes, and I learned this because I used to be honest, too. I'm fucking honest, Joe. Gross. Hey, go fuck yourself. Right. I was in L.A. You fucking cocksucker. People would be like, do I know you? You met me 5 times, you fucking piece of shit. Go fuck. It does nothing.
Right.
People don't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That type of honesty. You're never going to get a fucking H on your chest with a cape, Captain Honesty, and people are going to respect you. You're just going to be an angry douchebag that people don't want to fucking deal with.
Right.
That's just the way it is, because I used to be the same fucking way. There's certain things where you go, I don't give a fuck. Do I really? You know, I'm honest. I'm going to be honest when it's fucking matters.
Right.
When it fucking matters. You want to be honest, dude? You want to be real fucking honest? Make your show better.
Okay.
Get more fans.
I should have punched that cop earlier and said, Jersey Jerk Show, motherfucker.
Okay. Seriously. I know a guy who fucking jumped in the fish tank at the MGM with a promotional banner, got arrested, got fined, and fucking had thousands upon thousands of people go to his show at the Hard Rock because of that. I'm not saying to do that, but yes, he was a nobody. sold no tickets, said fuck it, jumped in the fish tank at the rainforest. This fat motherfucker in a G-string bikini with a sign, go to fucking, and it was everywhere. Everywhere. It was the biggest thing that happened in Vegas. And he sold tickets. He promoted himself. He figured out how to do it. Same shit. You want to be honest, dude? How the fuck do you make your show better without anybody? With no network? Just you and this motherfucker. What do you do? What do you do? What can you other? What can the fans do? And what can you fucking people that are the other people that you have a lot of people on your show? Joe helps me, tweets, and fucking gets out there and spreads the word. I fucking go on other podcasts. What the fuck are you doing? Because, dude, you could get thousands of downloads every week, and then you wouldn't even be thinking about this shit.
Right.
Honest to God.
Just did it. Thanks.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's true. Because you're not, I would say, dude, your podcast is not that good.
Right.
I'd tell you that.
Yeah,
I'd be like, dude, it's good, but you got a fucking real funny show. You guys are, I mean, it's my type of show.
Right.
So go get fans, motherfucker. Go get them. And become popular.
Well, actually, it's funny you brought that up because I actually have two ideas. One's unrealistic.
Yep.
So I already know the answer.
What, are you going to get a hot air balloon?
No, the one idea was to put Jersey Jerk Show on his back and have Bailey J fuck him in the ass.
Which one's unrealistic?
Well, no, that's the one idea.
Would you let her do it?
No.
No, seriously, listen. Did you think about that?
No, I didn't think about
it. Would you let her do it?
Absolutely not. We could do it on Joe's ass and put it on his back.
Joe doesn't want to get fucked. Listen, first of all, Joe doesn't want to get fucked.
Joe gets fucked every time he shows up here.
He doesn't want to get fucked. He wants to get made. He wants to make love to a fucking hot chick with a cock. He wants to gently fucking caress each other's dicks upside down.
I would not do that.
And the other idea that I think is realistic.
What?
Is you could turn on that webcam right now,
yeah,
and you can own up to the bet that you made with him last year.
Oh yeah, we didn't let that go.
All right, we'll.
We're gonna wait another eight months.
We'll do it right now.
We'll do
it.
Philly,
do you want to do it?
Wait a minute,
we'll
hold
do
a
it.
Second. What's this meeting? Do you have to actually use?
Yeah, we don't really want to. You know,
sorry.
Fuck up your meeting.
We can do it right now, real quick. We'll end the show on it. You're gonna tap me in the balls, right?
I'm gonna tap you in the balls.
Just real quick, explain. We're gonna end the podcast on this, guys. I made a bet with him 2 years ago that the Patriots would make it to the Super Bowl. They didn't fucking make it.
Lost to the Jets.
All right, we get it.
I'm just, you know.
We
and then this douchebag tried to go double or nothing.
And you fucking bailed out, and no, you should have took it.
You bailed out. I should have took it.
You should have, but I bailed out at the last second because I'm not stupid.
Nothing.
Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. He gets to whack me in the nuts, Joe.
Okay.
Bat, you get to not punch me.
I'm not going to punch you.
You get the fucking
dead finger.
Just a dead finger.
Dead finger right
in
the nuts.
I've been practicing.
Like that.
All right, here we go. And you get to videotape it.
You have a phone, right?
Yeah, I'll tape it on the phone sideways, please?
Yeah,
I got one too.
Phone, yeah.
All right, let's fucking do this.
All right. Been waiting for this for fucking 2 years.
We want to do mine? Joe, do mine. Joey.
Well, give yours to him and I'll do mine. You know what I mean? So you get two.
Do his. Yeah, but I'll do both.
Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Hit the.
All right, here we go.
The red light there.
You don't fucking say I'm not a man of honor.
You are a man of honor.
Get over here. Ugh. Come on, you fat fuck. Put that chair in.
Settling a bet.
All right, settle in the bet.
Robbie gets whacked in the.
All right, wait a second now. Oh my! I got fucking loose undies on.
Awesome. You want to change? You need
no,
change.
I don't got to change. Sure? Hang on.
Turn it
all right,
out.
Let's go.
Turn
let's go.
Ready?
Let's go. Wait, wait, wait.
Guys, ready?
Go, 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 go.
Guys, ready?
Go, go, go.
Good job.
No, wait a minute. This is. Hang on. My balls, from sitting down, they're hot and fucking drooping.
Oh, anybody got a glove?
They're not tight at all. Dude, right. They're so. Feel my
good
balls.
Shot. I'm not going to feel your balls.
Good shot.
All right, ready? Ready? Wait, wait. No. Okay, go, go. All right, do it again. I flinched.
You did flinch.
I flinched. Go. Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Dude! Fuck.
Down goes Kelly. Down goes Kelly.
Wasn't that hard.
Down goes Kelly.
Oh, God.
He's a man of his word.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jersey Jerk Show.
Yeah. Okay.
This is what we do.
Oh, fuck,
thanks,
man.
For having us all, guys.
I got cramps. You hit both of them. You hit both nuts. I got cramps on both sides of my fucking body.
I'll do the sign off.
Yeah, do the sign off, dude.
This has been You Know What, Dude. Tune into the Jersey Jerks on Riotcast Network. Look for us on Riotcast Network.
I can't
listen to Riotcast Network.
RobertKellyLive.com, at Robert Kelly on Twitter, JoeDeRosaComedy.com, at JoeDeRosaComedy on Twitter.
And we got a new Twitter. It's at YKWD Podcast.
All right, so
do
that
again so they hear it.
At YKWD Podcast on Twitter as well. I'll be at the Laugh House the 24th and 25th.
Jersey Jerks, don't go that way.
In Philly. We'll see you, folks.
Sideways. Go sideways. Don't thin it out.
There's nothing thinning that out.
Bye. All right, this is, you just listened to me and Joe with the Jersey Jerks.
Oh,
and we're doing one of our favorite segments, a good old segment. So let's get to it. Let's get to the one of the favorite segments of the show. How do I do this again?
You were doing fine. I don't know why you repeat it eight times.
I got
you
nervous.
Fucking had the sentence out of your mouth, and you just kept saying it. Why'd you keep saying it?
I got nervous. I got nervous.
Hey!
All right, so it's let's go right now to our favorite one of our favorite segments of the You Know What Dude podcast.
Tech Talk
with Bobby and Joe.
I don't know how I feel about that. You know,
all right, here
whatever.
We go.
All right.
So, Joe, what do you got this week for Tech Talk at the end of the podcast, our favorite segment? Woo.
Well, I'm going to talk some apps I got on my phone here. Right. Just a couple quick ones. My Fitness Pal, which, you know, Bobby and I. It's
which
no
is
secret.
Not me.
No secret on this podcast that Bobby and I are what you'd call foodies and have both enabled each other with bad eating habits and also tried to help each other with eating habits. Now, and I've been trying desperately to get on some sort of a diet that makes sense for me. The problem I have, and this is the problem a lot of traveling people run into, is if you go on Weight Watchers or the South Beach or whatever it is, you might not always have access to the things you need for that diet. You know, you might not have your point system with you when you have to eat at a fucking McDonald's and you're going, I don't know what I'm doing right now. Am I going way off my chart or whatever? Or you might say, I have to eat some carbs right now because it's the only option. What the fuck am I, what does that mean for my diet? I found this thing called MyFitnessPal. It's just a calorie counter. So if you're the kind of person that can lose weight from just counting calories, it's right in your phone. There's a database of foods. You go in, you tell it what you need to lose, you tell it how much exercise you're going to do or not do, what your lifestyle is, all that stuff, and then you type into your diary every day, and you go in, lunch, boom, and then there's a search engine, and you say, you know, you can, fuck, I had an Egg McMuffin, whatever, and it'll tell you exactly how many calories you ate, what your daily allowance is, and you just count and try to stay under that fucking number, that max number. So it's a great little tool that essentially does what the Weight Watchers diet sort of would do, except you're counting calories instead of points. And that's it, you know? I thought I had another one I wanted to talk about, but I mean, that really is the one I want to push this week, so.
Right.
My Fitness Pal, check it out.
Great, man. I actually have an app like that, too. I of course, I don't use it, as we fucking, you can look right now and see, but I used to have I have the Weight Watchers app on here, and there was another good one that somebody used. I think those apps are good because if you can actually do it, if you can go on your phone, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, add up the calories and check out what the hell you're eating. If you know what you're eating, it helps.
Right.
I had one called Lose It on iPhone, so it actually tells you how much something is. So you can say, I want a bagel, and you can put in your weight, your age, how much weight you want to lose, in how much time, and it will tell you how many calories you eat for the day.
Right.
So you have, you know, 1,500 calories for today. And as you eat, right, you add stuff to it. Like I had a bagel. Okay, there's 500, 400 calories.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And it keeps, and it says you're done.
Right.
And then if you work out, you can add 45 minutes of walking on a treadmill, and it will add food back on.
Right.
So now you can go home and have another 500 calories.
Right.
So those actually work when you use them.
It's great. It's great. And the other thing I like about the calorie counting approach, too, is,
yeah,
you know, like, for instance, with something like Weight Watchers, it's great, but, if you know, maybe you go and eat a fucking Whole Foods brownie.
Right, yeah.
You don't know what the fuck's in it. And then you're going to Weight Watchers and typing in Whole Foods brownie. It's not coming up. You're like, I don't know what this brownie had in it. With this, you can just go, the fucking label said it was 100 calories. So I know.
Right.
It take off the 100 calories.
Right.
You know,
that's
so
good.
Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my edition of
Tech Talk
with Bobby and Joe. You actually sang it that time, Joe.
I sang it every time.
You go Tech Talk.
It's supposed to sound more like tones.
Like, what do you mean?
than a melody. It's supposed to be like boom, 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 like the NBC thing.
Tech Talk.
Yeah.
With Bobby and Joe.
That's why I don't like that part of it. It turns it into a song.
We need somebody to make a fucking song, goddammit.
I'll make it.
So we make a song. All right, so here you go. My thing is we got we did the live podcast, which was phenomenal, but Blue Microphone and the Syndicate actually hooked us up with unbelievable microphones. They hooked us up with the Core 100s and an EN Core 200, which is the one I'm using now, and the EN Core 100 is the one you're using right now.
Okay.
So unbelievable microphones. If you're going to do a podcast, I think the place to go, I started out at Blue Microphone. I started out with a Yeti. The Yeti microphone, very cheap microphone. I think it's $100+ now. It's, if you're doing a microphone with you and another person, perfect travel microphone. You plug it in, it's USB right into GarageBand. It picks up, it has three microphones. It can pick up one person, two people, a whole room of people. And the actual, when you're doing a podcast, when you start upgrading to like what we're doing, we moved on to these, the 100s. They're called the Encore, I would imagine. ENCOR.
Right.
E.
Encore, you mean?
Encore.
Encore.
Yeah, that. Is that how you spell encore?
Yeah.
How do you spell encore?
ENCORE.
Yeah, but there's a thing in the middle of it. There's like a star.
That's it's probably encore. I would assume it's encore.
All right,
I
encore. Mean, not what you, no, yeah, you're probably right. But yeah, there's a little symbol in between the EN and the core.
That's just their thing.
Okay.
That they're doing to spice it up. But
well,
I mean,
sometimes you mess up here on
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe.
Joe.
You like it.
I don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
So if you're going to upgrade your podcast, you want to get some cool condenser microphones, get the Core 100, Core 200. They're cheap microphones. They're not too expensive, and they're really good. They have all kinds of cool microphones at bluemic.com. Make sure you go to bluemic.com. Check out those microphones. Thank you again for giving up those mics. That's it, dude. We're done with Tech Talk with Bobby and Joe. I'll see you later. Hey, you a fan of the You Know What Dude podcast? Well, there's three things you can do to prove that. Number one, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Not just any review. Leave a 5-star, holy shit, fuck, twat, cunt, wow review. Write it down on a piece of paper before you even post it to make sure it's wow, holy shit, fuck, cunt. And number two, go to the Robert Kelly page on Riotcast and hit the donate button. You can donate $1. You can donate $5 million. It doesn't matter. And you know what? You don't even have to donate anything if you don't have the cash. This shit's free and it always will be. But we do appreciate all the people who have donated so far because it's made this podcast better and better every week. And number three, go to Riotcast.com and check out all the other podcasts. There's 9 of them. If you like podcasts, there's no need to go anywhere else but Riotcast.com.